Back with our final segment here from Guantanamo, Cuba, with Brian Billick, Donald Foyle, and also the base commander, Captain J.R. Nettleton. But jumping in here for just about 3 minutes is Steph Curry. And, of course, Steph Curry, just an outstanding season, point guard for the Golden State Warriors. And the Warriors are up 3-2 in their series against the Denver Nuggets. And, Steph, do you feel like you've been hit by a truck?
It's the playoffs, so yeah, for sure. You got that feeling, but you keep grinding through and enjoying the whole experience, especially for my first time.
Why are the Warriors up 3-2 in this series? What have they done that's been so effective against Denver?
Denver's a high-octane offense, and they really play well at home, only losing 3 games in the regular season at their place. So we're able to step up on the defensive end and get a win game two in Denver, and we have one of the best home crowds in the NBA. So, you know, when we go home, we protect our home court better than anybody. So, stealing one on the road and taking care of home court advantage has been huge, and we have an opportunity to close it out tomorrow.
Captain J.R. Nettleton, base commander here at Gitmo, is with us. He has a question for you. Go ahead, J.R.
Hi, Seth. How you doing? Hey, the only thing I'd ask you, what is different about the playoffs that we wouldn't know just watching it? What do you find interesting you wouldn't have realized on the playoffs?
I think the biggest thing is that each game takes a character of its own. You're lacing them up against the same team for 7 straight games, maximum, and you know everything about them. So each game, something different happens. There's a different flow, a different feeling throughout the course of the game. You just got to find a way to win it at the end.
Donald Foyle is with us as well, somebody you certainly know well, Steph,
yes,
and
sir.
He has a question for you.
Steph, my question is a really simple one. When did you first beat your dad in basketball, and how did he change the rules of the game so he can win? And what kind of advice does he give you for a situation like this?
I beat him one-on-one when I was 13. I was just coming into high school, and I got lucky. I got lucky. And then he changed it by saying, we're only going to play horse. And so he can still shoot. He can still shoot it like crazy. So that definitely gives him the opportunity to beat me.
Steph, I want to thank you very much. I know you just got off the court in practice, and I know it's been a long, tough series already. And for you to break away and give us a little bit of time with the soldiers down here in Guantanamo, I really, really appreciate it. Thank you very much, and thank Raymond Ritter for me as well. Take care, and let's bring it home, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you, guys. Thank all you guys for your service as well.
Thank you, Steph.
Steph Curry with us, NBA point guard. He also, as you heard from Adonis, son of former NBA sharpshooter Del Curry, set the NBA record for a season with 3-point plays, and he played for the gold medal-winning Team USA in 2010 FIBA World Championship.